I explore the country looking for people who aren't afraid to get dirty.
I recommend having these on when you're working with a cement that will ruin your love life for a week.
I might improve my love life.
Oh, okay.
Hard-working men and women who earn an honest living.
We have been doing some research on dung beetles.
The dung beetles are the beetles, of course, that live in the poop.
Right.
Doing the kinds of jobs that make civilized life possible for the rest of us.
Now, get ready to get dirty.
Coming up on Dirty Jobs.
Do you normally drink milk?
Milk normally comes from cows. Well, not here. At this most unusual dairy, milk comes from camels.
Call the cops! He's drinking camel milk!
I learned many surprising facts about these cool creatures from the hot desert.
Show just got a little weird.
And I shake things up as I probe for the truth.
There you go.
In a story with a kick.
Okay, and we're done.
Oh, God. In the Sahara Desert, temperatures can soar to over 120 degrees Fahrenheit. Fortunately, these camels are ideally suited to endure that kind of extreme heat. In Southern California, where temperatures can sometimes climb to the mid-70s, it's not that big a deal. You know? I mean, it's actually kind of comfortable. If you're a camel. No tongue. No tongue. That's camel poo, which leads me to believe that I'm in the right place. This, of course, is a camel, upstaging me again. Nancy and Gil are over here. Gil, where am I exactly?
You're at the Oasis Camel Dairy.
The Oasis Camel Dairy.
Located on a 34-acre ranch in Ramona, California, the Oasis Camel Dairy is the only place in the United States that produces camel milk.
How many camels?
We have 18 camels altogether.
And how many boys do you have?
Too many. We have lots of boys, not enough girls over here.
Isn't that always the way?
Yeah, exactly.
Gil was introduced to camels about 17 years ago and fell in love with them. Shortly after that, he bought his first baby camels from a breeder in Arizona. Now he's got 18 Arabian camels here on the ranch. Some people say camels are mean, nasty creatures. Not so, say Gil and Nancy.
Troy loves the camels. I mean, Troy, he has a special bond with this one.
We don't charge extra for that either.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
They really are nice animals.
Oh, as professional animal trainers, Gil and Nancy have interacted with a lot of different kinds of animals. Camels, they say, are some of the most intelligent and sensitive, similar to dogs in the way they deal with people. And like dogs, camels like to be touched and stroked.
They're very affectionate. Camel. They're very kinesthetic.
Aesthetic?
Kinesthetic.
What's that? What, kinesthetic, what's that mean?
Just very touchy, very... What, they like a lot of contact.
Will she be using words like kinesthetic, Gil, throughout the day?
No, that was it. That was my only big word.
That was it?
That was it.
Well, all right. So this one doesn't need to be milked because she doesn't have a baby.
Exactly.
Yes.
Which ones do need to be milked?
The three in the milking pen.
Where's the milking pen?
It's over there, and we're going to bring the camels over here to the milking parlor.
This is your parlor?
This is our parlor.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, can I help in some way?
You can do... Yeah. Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully you can help. That's our plan.
Another ringing endorsement from the camel lady.
Yeah, you can help.
We're going to start with Shiva. This is the camel right over here.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Camels get milked twice a day, morning and night.
They're very easygoing. We talk to them real slowly and real easily. So as long as they know what we're expecting out of them,
right. They're
very, very cooperative. Stay there, love.
It's just like my crew, actually.
Oh.
No sudden moves. Don't use big words. Move slowly.
Each camel can give about a gallon per milking.
So this pen in here right now has all the babies, right. And they're waiting to ask their mothers for milk. So this is how we do it one at a time. So what we're going to do is we're going to wait here just 1 sec.
Okay. Hold on,
and then
Sheba.
Her baby's going to come out.
It takes about 18 months to wean a baby camel.
And then we're going to, now you can go ahead and keep walking all the way over into here.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Okay.
Now, camel milking is a little bit different than dairy cows. If the baby doesn't get in there and ask the mother for milk, there isn't any milk. And it's all part of being nomadic and really being much more of a wild animal. So in a cow dairy, you know, all the gals come into the parlor. You're okay, sweetheart. So what we're doing right now is we're just kind of letting that baby get in there.
Oh, okay.
Now, once the baby gets in here, watch right up here to the mother's head.
Mm-hmm.
See how she's kind of looking around a little bit?
Yeah.
Her head's moving. That's all going to stop. When she's decided, I'm going to give my baby milk, she'll get very, very still and release oxytocin. It's a brain chemical.
Mm-hmm.
And that oxytocin causes the muscle contractions that cause the milk to go into the teat. So as a milker right now, what you're doing is you're watching what that baby's doing. Now, if you look up at the mom, you see how still and high her head is?
Yep.
So she's releasing oxytocin.
In her brain.
Yeah. And then it travels through the bloodstream.
Uh-huh.
So those teats right there that look pretty darn huge, they're going to start filling up like water balloons. When she drops the milk, that's when we want to run in with our buckets and start milking. So, Gil, can I go ahead and, because
yeah, she just dropped, so go
okay.
ahead. We
she
can go ahead and give her some grain, and then we'll get you to in there to milk her also. And they have four teats, so we'll have one person on each side milking as fast as they can.
Right.
And they only give milk for 90 seconds, and that's it. So once that milk appears, we just have 90 seconds to run in there and milk as fast as we can.
Okay, now I want you to warm up your hands before you put your hands on those fun bags, and know that camels know who's in there. They know who's in there.
Uh-huh.
So you just want to, gosh, you just want to kind of squeeze at the top and then gently work your hands down.
Working down.
Yeah.
Start at the top.
And then just kind of watch that you don't get kicked or peed on or anything bad.
Well,
so just get in there. Gil's going to be milking on the other side.
Excellent.
So you're going to be able to see how to do that.
All right.
I'm
show me, Gil.
There you go. Just get your hands in there. And
now you can
squeeze.
Stand up because it's a camel. No, Mike, you have to milk. You're not holding it.
Oh, well, I don't want to. What's he doing?
Yeah, I'll do that. Okay.
And then there you go.
There you go. This.
There you go. Yeah, you kind of have to have
and
a little hip
squeeze
action.
The top and then hold the top. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Oh, no, I know all about this. Oh, yeah.
Now, right now, you and Gil are the only people in the U.S. doing this because this is pretty much the only place that anybody milks camels.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Me and Gil.
And our 90 seconds is nearly up, just a little bit more.
Yeah, I'm really not good for much more than 90 seconds myself.
There you go.
Camels can be milked several times a day, producing a little over 2 gallons of milk.
Well, you're lasting a lot longer than 90 seconds, I'll tell you that.
Thank you. Well, I've had a lot of practice.
Yeah.
That's a good endorsement. Taking a rest.
Lasting longer than 90 seconds. How long can you last? I think I've proven. I can go the full 90 seconds.
Okay, and she's done.
She's done. There we go.
Okay, good.
You got to read those girl signals. Now, let's see how you did. Excellent.
Really?
No. But it's okay. It's okay. It's okay because that was your first time. For your first time, that was very good.
Thanks. Now, who buys the milk, and are you allowed to sell it?
Well, right now, because the benefits of camel milk are in its raw state. So we drink the milk. My friends and family, Gil's friends and family, we can drink our milk. We can't, however, sell it to the general public.
Nice work, Sheba.
In most parts of the world, before milk can be sold, it's got to be pasteurized. It's a heating process that kills potentially harmful microbes. Raw milk advocates argue that the pasteurization process kills the benefits of, well, raw milk. As usual, I don't know what's right. And the camels, they don't care. As long as I don't squeeze them too hard, they're happy.
That's awesome. Okay,
cool.
Those were the easy camels. The next girl is younger, so this is her first season being milked.
What's your name? Jamiqua?
Jamila. Pretty close. And she's having a harder time relaxing into it, so she might just move around a little bit. Yeah, that's just a little bit.
So
what's
going on here, by the way?
We're going to show you how these work later. These calluses. Don't cry. It's okay.
You kicked me in a bad place.
Did you really? I'm sorry. Go ahead, get in there.
Maybe
you're
later.
You're just get in there and just watch yourself a little bit and just go slow again.
Daggone it. I'm better right-handed.
Are you good? Do you want to do the back one a little bit too now that she's digging you? Oh, you're so perfect. Nice.
Actually, I've never seen her get better after she kicks once.
And there you go.
There, thank you.
She should have said that.
You're doing really good there.
You're doing great. And she kind of digs you a little.
Yeah,
you're all right.
I can see that, yeah.
We're insured.
We're fast. We're great. You're insured? Good.
You're okay. Good girl. Good girl, Jammies.
Jammies, come
on. He's a nice man.
I am a nice man. Look on this.
Okay, and
okay, we're done.
That's what we're talking about. Hey, you know what? Can we play that back in slow motion? For those of you at home that missed it.
Nice.
At Dirty Jobs, we're all about safety. And that's why we never let cameras get closer than 18 inches to a kicking camel hoof, which is plenty safe for the camera.
Okay, and we're
done. We're done.
That's what we're talking about. We got old Dave's attention there.
Nobody got hurt, so it's good.
That's what we're talking about.
All right, so we lived. We survived. You did really good.
You're one upbeat lady.
Coming up, this camel can go for miles without water. But how often do you need to change your oil?
Every day.
You're kidding.
So that's what we have over here is the motor oil.
No, a strange lesson in camel maintenance.
You're good.
And then...
So you want to get really, really close to them.
I go to a very familiar place.
What, that was gross?
That's all right. I'm good.
Yeah, stick around.
Later.
Oh, geez. What in the heck?
That impresses the female camels.
Down at the camel farm, love is in the air.
I'm sorry to participate in this, but you should see what I'm seeing, Goldie. Oh, yeah.
Camel milk. Gil and Nancy tell me that people really do drink it.
Sweet?
Yes, it is. It's really good.
So, I mean, it's so you really say it's good. Low fat, but it tastes very rich.
It does. And you know, it's one of those, because of the way it's got a very small, small molecule, when you drink it, you know when you eat something that's really good for you and you feel it go into the systems in your body? Feel it.
Usually on these jobs, something bad makes its way into my body. I wasn't sure I could handle something good.
I'm going to test it first. So.
Okay.
Do you normally drink milk? Are you?
Yeah.
Because if you have any problems with dairy, you won't have problems with this.
Why?
It doesn't have the things that make people allergic to cow's milk.
What are those things? That lactose?
Lactose, yeah.
Yeah, it's the closest milk to human mother's milk, so it's like having mother's milk.
Unless that creeps you out a little
bit. Yeah, exactly, if that creeps you out.
Well, at this age, yeah. My mom and I are still very close, but... you know.
Until the regulations change, Gil and Nancy are looking for ways to legally share the raw milk with the public. In the meantime, they'll just drink it themselves and provide it to high-end horse and alpaca ranches, where animals that are sick or injured can benefit from the milk's antiviral and antibacterial properties.
And now we're going to go out in the pasture with them with a whole bunch of food.
Super.
And it'll be fantastic.
And what kind of food do they eat again?
They eat a low-protein forage. So, in other words, if you have a horse and you give them really high-protein alfalfa, mm-hmm. It makes them really hot and it makes them really great for performance. But camels' bodies aren't built for that. Camels' bodies are built for a low-quality food because in the desert where they live, it's just sticks and...
Sam.
Yes, sand.
Sand.
So we use Bermuda grass hay. That seems to have been our best mix that we came up with.
Gil and Nancy's herd is made up of Arabian camels, also known as dromedaries. These camels have a single hump. This hump stores fat, not water. The fat helps the camels survive when food is scarce. The hump also insulates the camels from heat and cold.
Cool.
Okay, now we can just go in with these guys. If the camels come on top of you and they get too close, put your hands up in the air, shake your hands and go ch-ch-ch. And they're so sensitive, ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch, they'll just get out of your way.
Ch-ch.
Okay.
We just want to spread this around.
Yeah, we'll take this hay and just throw it all over the place over here.
Feeding time is not just about the food. It's also a perfect opportunity to check on the health and well-being of the herd.
So you do a little visual inspection.
Exactly. You do a visual inspection of each one to see if they're feeling good, nobody's limping.
Right.
Part of that visual inspection is to check the pads, that thick callous skin that builds up on a camel's knees and chest.
The pads that we keep talking about, those form naturally or are those calluses that occur from contact with the ground?
They're both. You know, actually, the chest pad right over here underneath the camel, that's actually there when they're born.
Mm-hmm.
And then these pads over here form after time.
That's hard as, like, like a rock.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, you can knock on that.
And these are the points that come into contact with the ground. With the camel lays down, that's it, these 5 points over here. And then that way some cool air can blow under them. If there's thorns or rocks, this is what it comes into contact with over here.
So it's just like that skin on the back of your elbow.
Exactly. Now, this camel over here has a problem with her chest pad.
What's the problem?
Well, she probably laid down a lot in the mud, but she got a little crack over here in this area, and it was infected earlier. We tried all kinds of stuff on it, and we found out that what the Bedouins use is burnt motor oil. They go to their cars when they do their oil change, they take the motor oil, they squirt it on there, and since we've been doing that, we've been getting better every day. So that's what we have over here is the motor oil.
Let me rub some burnt motor oil on
exactly.
an infected camel pad.
Exactly.
That's great. I've never done that. Never, ever done that.
Here, let's go on this side over here. So this pull some of that motor oil out of there.
Now, that may have been too much.
You're good. That's a good amount. And then what we want to do over here is kind of rub it in this area. And that's the area right in there that's already growing back. I'm telling you, we've been working on this for a year, and nothing helped until we did the motor oil. There you go. And just squirt it in there. And then use your hand and kind of rub it a little bit in that place. And that's it. That's her.
That's enough?
That's her treatment, yeah. Every day she gets that treatment on her pad. And it's getting better. And it's hard to treat because she lays down on it. She weighs 1,500 pounds.
Yeah.
And she lays down on it every few hours or so to rest.
Coming up.
Okay, this will be a scary one. Come here.
Meet Bobo, the car-loving camel.
Tell me this guy's having sex with cars?
If it will let him.
Then Gil may understand what this camel is telling him. I need a translator.
I gotta know, what the hell is that?
It's the secret language of camels.
Kush.
Come on, boys! Come on, come on!
Later, it's the most reliable desert taxi in the world. And the most painful.
Ooh, oh!
Another part of the camel that requires a thorough inspection is in between the camel's two massive toes. Out in the open pasture, foxtail weeds can get stuck between the camel's toes and create painful sores. This area is very sensitive, even ticklish, so checking the camel's toes is tricky.
Okay, we just kind of get used to getting in here. Now, she's obviously, we've done this a lot, but you can see I can just kind of get in there and dig between the toes a little bit and see she's totally clean and totally clear. Now, you're really putting yourself in a very vulnerable position with a camel that's not handleable because their first kick would be kick up and forward. And these are, you know, these nails are pretty heavy duty.
Sure.
So you're just gonna wanna always be ready to get yourself out of harm's way, because they don't have to flick at you hard to accidentally really hurt you.
And they can break a 4x4 by a back kick with this foot right here.
They nearly took Barsky's head off earlier.
Yeah, that's true. You heard that.
Yeah.
Okay, this will be a scary one. Come here. This is Boo Boo. He's a wonderful boy. We got him just a year ago. He was a bull that had no job, so that can potentially make him a very dangerous animal.
Ho, ho, ho. A bull with no job? What are you saying?
Well, no girls.
Okay.
No girls to breed. And if you're going to have them a bull, they need to be able to do that. So here he is in a pen all alone with no one to love. And then they start fixating on vehicles and people and just pretty much anything that they think they can get to hold still. Now he's been castrated.
Oh, just hold on a minute. You're telling me this guy's having sex with cars?
If it will let him.
What kind? I mean, it's
small, small cars.
Like a compact, typically?
He likes the tractor.
Good man. So the bull, he's frustrated. He was, because there's no ladies in his life.
There's no gals. And also, when you go down to handle his feet now, he's going to be different about it. Because if I were another bull camel and I wanted to dominate him, I'd grab him by the foot and try to put him on the ground. So when you get your hand in there by his foot, we've got to be aware that that's kind of a mixed message.
That was maybe the longest, most potentially off-putting disclaimer I've heard in a while.
We're all about safety.
To sum up, yeah, I can. Here's the safety message I just had. This camel that used to have his genitalia no longer does. There may be some residual grumpiness. As you clean the camel toe, be aware that he might mistake you for a car, which he'd have sex with, or another bull, which he'd like to kill.
Get in there.
That was true.
All kidding aside, Gil and Nancy tell me that camels are actually very affectionate creatures. And if you touch and stroke them during their camel toe inspection, they might not kill you. Which is nice.
Do the front ones first.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's safer. Okay. Hey, buddy.
And he's very, very gentle. These are nice guys.
Good. That's a good boy.
And see, so you're just doing a little training when you touch him in there, and do you feel anything in there?
No. Nope,
and then nope. He moves away, so let him, and then you're going to go back in there again. Now, this next time when you touch him, mm-hmm. you pull out before he pulls out. Does that make sense?
I pull out first.
Yes.
No, that makes perfect sense.
Okay, because that way it's not like he pulled away from you and then it's a negative thing.
Exactly.
You do a little rubbing down.
You want to leave him wanting more.
Yes. And then when you come up from that, mm-hmm. like just give him a little. Yeah.
Who's your buddy? Hey, how are
you? That's training.
How are you? Sorry, there are no more testicles. Just going to reach in the toe for a second. You're all good. That's good. You're great.
There you go. And then
you're
scratch good. Him on the neck so that's it stays good. Positive.
Still
now
neat.
Try to do a little bit on the hind foot, mm-hmm. just not a lot because that's going to be a more triggered
sure.
reaction.
Sure. Please don't kick me.
And take your hand and run your hand down his leg. Mm-hmm. There you
hey,
go.
Hey, buddy. Just checking the toes. Just checking the toes. There you go. Look at that.
You're all good there. Good.
Okay.
Good. Good. Look how large you are. You're enormous. Doing a visual inspection at this point. Everything looks great. Super. Nothing left to do here.
The other thing that we can do today while we have them all here is we can try to get a herd temperature. Because camels' temperature can fluctuate depending on the weather. If we do have an issue, a health issue, and the vet needs to determine what the norm temperature is, we periodically do, you know, about once a week we do what's called a herd temperature, and we go through and just randomly select several individuals and just get a ambient temperature. So that's what we'd like to...
You're talking thermometers in the butt.
Exactly.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. So you want to get really, really close to them, and you're going to take the tail, pick it up,
uh-huh.
and then it's right in here, just like that.
Uh-huh.
And then you put it in there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this one was 97.6.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. So now we can go to another one and check another one and see what she is like.
There you go. Look at that little butthole opened up for me. Oh, there appears to be some...
You just push past.
Push right through the poo?
Did you press the button to start it off again?
Okay, it's gross.
What, that was gross?
That's all right, I'm good.
I can't imagine you grossed out. I can't imagine any sight that would make you go...
I'm a little grossed out right now.
Let's stick around. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me just get some more poo out of there. There
okay,
we go.
Nice.
There
we go.
94.8. Yeah, she's 96.7.
Okay.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. Good.
This is Alibaba.
Hey, Alibaba. How are you, buddy?
Is it reading?
Oh, yeah. It says, help me. 98.6.
See, so
this camel's a person.
Okay.
And quite a healthy one. Okay, you can pull it out when it's done.
When it's done, it's done. Yeah. Substantial penalty for early withdrawal. Let's do a donkey. Heck, I'm in the neighborhood.
Oh, no.
No?
No, you don't do anything to a donkey unless you ask first. They're tough animals.
Unless you ask first.
We need a rim shot. Okay, so
I'm pretty sure I just did one. Ba-dum-bum. Coming up.
If an Arab felt sick, he'd take one of these when they're fresh, pop it in his mouth, eat it, and then he'd be fine the next day.
Is that true, or just a pile of poo? Find out next.
Oh, geez.
And then...
What in the heck?
Although he's a very good boy, bull camels do have the reputation for...
Killing you.
Yes.
The killer meets the lady, and the lady meets the slobber. It's a classic tale of romance. Gil says that camel poo is pretty amazing stuff.
This was a cure for dysentery years ago. If an Arab felt sick, he'd take one of these when they're fresh, pop it in his mouth, eat it, and then he'd be fine the next day. Another true story.
Oh, come on, man. So once upon a time, the cure for dysentery mm-hmm. was eating camel crap.
Fresh camel crap.
Some scientists believe the beneficial ingredient in the fresh camel poop is Bacillus satellus, a microorganism found in water, soil, and decomposing plant material.
And it was discovered by the British Army?
By the Germans. Actually, World War II in North Africa, more Germans were dying than dysentery than anything else, so they started following the Arabs around because they weren't dying, and they found out an Arab had a stomachache and popped one in his mouth, and he was fine the next day.
The theory goes like this. When Bacillus satellus is ingested, it stimulates beneficial bacteria in the digestive tract, boosting the immune system, which in turn knocks out the intestinal infection.
So the Germans, when they didn't eat the camel poop, they synthesized it and went for there. We know all kinds of stories about camels.
What's in his eyes there?
Boogers. Just eye boogers. You can take those off if you want. I tend to do that, but I know it creeps a lot of other people out.
It really does. See?
Yeah, like see, just a little eye booger.
Let me see that.
Okay, sorry.
It's not from a camel's eye.
Now it's disinfected.
Now you can eat it.
They wash their hair with the urine. Camel urine, they use it on their hair, and it kills all the parasites, and it turns the same color of henna.
Yes. Hello, sweetheart.
Is there anything about the slobber that'll, you know,
actually, the slobber is really good for you.
Come on.
No, really, everything about camels.
Come on, man.
You're like, too much.
You're really selling the camels pretty hard. We drink their milk, we eat their poo, and we bathe in their slobber. What's weird? I know. It's not a very good show. What can you do? It's cable.
So we're going to go in and we're going to get Clyde.
Clyde.
And we're going to do a little bit of work with Clyde.
And if he shakes his head, his lips will go the other way. You're good looking.
Camels are highly social creatures. They thrive on positive interactions with their handlers or someone pretending to be a handler.
Passed.
That was it. You passed. Exactly.
So what are we going to do with Clyde?
We're going to take him out to the trailer and tie him over there. And then I'm going to show you how we take the halter off, actually, when he's tied the trailer. Because when we get to a job, we want to put out a really nice halter on him.
Right.
So we have to take this halter off completely and then put a new halter on him without him getting away or running away.
And the purpose of putting a halter on him is why?
Yes, we dress him up when we're doing our shows at nativities. So we're going
to dress him up like he's good in the nativity.
Exactly.
I got to know, what the hell was that?
Well, he used to be a bull, and he used to have a big doula that he would have come out, and he still thinks that he's a bull. So he was saying, you're going to dress me up, but I'm still the guy, I'm the man, and he showed off a little bit over there.
Come on, Clyde, I apologize in advance. I have a feeling this is going to be somewhat undignified.
When the camels dress up and go to nativity pageants, parades, and corporate events, they earn supplemental income for the Oasis Camel Dairy. But they also have a good time, because Gil and Nancy make the work challenging and fun.
That's for you.
Okay, now you can untie him, and we're going to bring him over here and see if he'll cush for you.
In the world of camel training, cush means lie down. It's a natural thing for camels to do, and it makes working a nativity scene a lot easier for both the camel and the trainer.
Oh, there you go. Oh. Now stand in front of him, and now you're just going to pull on his rope, and you're going to keep saying cush till he goes down. So just keep tugging.
Cush.
Just like that.
Cush. Cush.
There you go. Keep cush. Going.
Cush. Cush, Clyde. That's
perfect.
A boy. Look at you.
You. Man, that was almost too easy, wasn't it? Maybe it was the halter.
I think so.
Look
subdued him.
That is one festive camel. Now what do we do with him?
Good.
And so when we're training them for riding, we'll do that. We'll get on them, sit in different places, and if he does jump up, you just slip off at the same time while you're training them. So it's the best training to start with.
Good.
And we pet them everywhere and work with them. And you can see he's relaxed.
If you're just tuning in, it's not what it looks like.
Hop, 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 hop. There you go. Oh.
You good? Are you good?
You're good.
Well, there's some adjusting.
I don't mean to
be. It would be a disaster, but there's nothing I can do now.
Now, do you want to go back down?
You want me to cush him again?
What are my options?
You can just slip off on your own, or you can, here, he'll cush. Hold on.
Yeah, let's cush. Go ahead and cush.
The front's going to go first.
Cush.
Cush. Ooh, good camel. Nice.
There you go.
Work.
There you go. Everything okay?
It's good. I got my dickies on, so I'm solid.
Okay.
Okay. Well, right, just take off his halter.
Don't tell me. Don't tell me.
Okay.
I'll never figure it out if you tell me. Don't tell me. Don't even do gestures. It's not charades. I have to learn. I have to learn, Nancy. Clyde, don't make me look like a chump. Okay, this goes over your eyes.
There you go.
Camels are nice animals.
Clyde.
Affectionate.
Clyde.
Smart.
Clyde.
All that jazz.
Clyde, I'm talking to you the way I know you like
it. He's kind of ignoring you on purpose.
Clyde, well, of course, he's peeing. He can't concentrate.
But sometimes they can really piss you off.
No one touches me when I pee. I'm Clyde. I can pee all day. Still peeing. I'm Clyde. Still peeing. You're remarkable. You're something else. Yeah, he's still going. That's good. Why do they wait till they have to go that bad? I mean, why not just not go when they have to go just a little?
Yeah. I think that's what he's doing, actually.
It's like the longer it takes him to pee, the more you leave him.
You're going to just get in there.
Maybe we'll just go home. It's like, you know, if I stand there and pee for a few hours, we'll just leave.
He's just going to be doing this for, I don't know, the next 20 minutes.
Clyde, you're a machine. Dave, give that thing a shake, would you? Come on, man. Help a brother
okay,
out.
Okay, we're good.
All right, Clyde, where were we? You know, you remember yesterday when you started peeing. Hey, look at me. My nose is in here.
Here, come in front of him. Go on the other side of your rope. There you go. Now do it. There you go.
See?
There you go.
Oh, there you go. Oh, look at that breath. Oh, your breath, Clyde. Clyde, what's Clyde been eating?
Hay.
Yeah, hay with poo in it.
Coming up.
Here comes trouble.
This sexy sultan of slobber is not shy in the slightest.
But he's been at it for a while.
It's very impressive.
Yeah.
And then...
it'll be fantastic.
How to ride a camel and why you shouldn't.
Oh, it's a lot of pain again. All right, what do you want to do next?
We're going to make some baby camels. Let's go get the camel.
How do camels make babies? Well, Gil and Nancy told me it was an interesting process. Turns out it was downright weird.
But we don't like to keep him out with the whole herd.
Now watch the male, because the male's really going to start doing his doula and talking a lot and foaming. And he's going to get really excited.
This guy over here. Oh, geez. What in the heck?
That's the soft palate. That's the doula we keep talking about.
That impresses the female camels. He makes a lot of noise with it, and the bigger, the better. And he swallowed it back into the back of his throat, and then when he gets excited again, he's going to have it come out again.
The doula is a fleshy sac that usually resides in the camel's throat. Camels blow it full of air and flop it out of their mouths when they're threatened, or when they want to impress a female. This display shows their dominance in the herd. The bigger the doula, the more dominant the camel, and the more attractive they are to the opposite sex.
I'm going to need to see that again. I guess I will, right?
You will a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot.
That's a heck of a thing, man. That's a heck of a thing. A little doula flying out. Poo flying out. Pee everywhere. Here comes trouble. Check out the slobber.
Well, we want to make sure that you and Gil are safe, and there's a lot of distraction around right now. There's a lot of people, and he could interpret that as competition. So we just want to stay very aware that although he's a very good boy, bull camels do have the reputation for...
killing you.
Yes. But if you always keep that in mind and stay safe, you're okay. It's when you, the people that get hurt or when something happens is when someone says, oh, he's my little sweetheart, nothing's ever going to happen.
You've been saying that all day. All day long, here's my little sweetheart.
Well, those are,
isn't he cute?
They are my little sweethearts, but that wasn't...
all day long, and now it's all of a sudden they'll kill you.
Yeah, this one's dangerous a little bit.
All right.
Okay, so that's the dangerous, slobbering boy, and here comes his girlfriend.
Now, does Goldie know what's in store right now? Does she get it?
Yeah, she does.
In a moment, she will.
Good boy, good boy.
Good.
And then just go ahead and we're going to come this way a little bit. There you go, you're good.
There you go, and stop right there.
All right. Easy, easy.
You're good.
I'm sorry to participate in this, but you got to... you should see what I'm seeing,
there
Goldie.
There you go, good work.
Oh, yeah. All right.
There, give her a little bit more rope.
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect.
Now, this is actually the hardest thing the male... To get down in that position behind her is really difficult. Because it takes a lot of thigh strength.
Yeah.
And this should take a few minutes.
This, sometimes it goes 20 minutes.
Get out of here.
Minutes. Yeah. He hasn't done it in a long time, so he might take his time today. Really.
Is that how it works?
We want to make sure that he's actually penetrating on the other side. So
you want me to have a look?
You can drop the rope.
Each year, Gil and Nancy breed 2 to 6 camels. Last year, 6 babies were born.
Kind of kneel in the crap to get the good look.
Yeah.
And you can actually see, he's in the right.
Well, what we had, yeah, that little in flagrante delicto right there.
That's a big, that was a big word.
That's Latin.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Do you hear the squeak?
I do.
That's his teeth grinding.
Wait a second.
That.
He's gnashing his teeth.
Yeah, he's grinding his teeth.
It's kind of a it's a boy
all
thing.
Over her face now.
It's foam, is it?
Yeah, he's blowing bubbles now.
Tiny bubbles.
Tiny.
He's very happy.
Oh yeah.
But he's been at it for a while.
It's a very impressive.
Yeah.
It's a, actually a little intimidating.
Okay.
There we go. Now we can go ahead and get this camel, get her out of here.
I just can't. I mean, you know.
Look at him. And now you're going to get a little doula. Nice work, Romy.
We'll see you in the nativity scene. You betcha. Oh, we got a role for you. Now, you mentioned washing the hair with the urine and eating the poo to prevent the dysentery. What can you do with that foam?
Well, nothing.
Come on. Yeah, you tried? It's got to be a cappuccino. Come on.
A cappuccino, yeah.
I mean, it's so frothy. And...
Oh, that would be so dangerous. That would be
really?
So bad. Well, it could be. I mean, what if it decided to bite you?
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
You
there you go.
See, it's
very slimy.
Well, sure. Sure.
Okay.
We should get out of the pen and give him his privacy.
Good boy, Romy.
Any questions? I didn't think so.
Coming up.
How you doing, Tricia?
I'm tall.
Nice to see you. You're enormous.
Saddle up for the Big Dirty Jobs Camel Derby next.
All right, you guys ready? Here we go.
So we've got a new player on the scene. You're Tricia?
Mm-hmm.
Or Trish?
Trisha.
Okay. And how does Tricia fit in here?
Trisha's going to be one of the camel jockeys, and you're going to be one of the camel jockeys. So we've each got you both with your mount, and we're going to go clean them off, get them ready for saddles.
Right.
So you two are going to take the camels
toward
the trailer so that we can blow them.
Before any event with the public, the dusty camels always like a little air bath.
There you go, and just cover his whole body.
Sure.
Head to toe. The camels like to roll in the dirt in order to clean themselves. So they're full of dust and dirt, and before we ride them, we want to get all of that off of them.
Probably don't really ever get it all, do you?
No.
Is this something they enjoy?
He does. He thinks it's like petting. He really enjoys it.
Just watch his privates, because they don't like that being blown on so much. No privates. Just the hair. You know what you're doing. You go ahead and blow. You're doing great. Wow, good job. He likes it.
Good. Oh. A little extra something. Blowing a camel. Pretty job.
All right, so that's probably good for him, and then we're going to do camel number two.
Camel number two, that'd be Jamal.
Yes.
Whether they're working a nativity pageant or a parade, camels like to look good.
You're done. Did a good job?
Good.
No more dust?
We're good.
So we saddle them up down there?
Yeah, we're going to saddle them up down there, get them all ready.
Should I grab some accoutrements?
Yeah. Let's look and see what we have here. We have headpieces.
That's a great move, yeah.
Certainly look good.
In the front compartment of the camel trailer, Gil and Nancy store the costumes for their various camel events. Not only do the costumes look great,
perfect,
they also get you into the mood for camel riding.
All right, let's ride some camels.
Okay.
Here at their ranch in Southern California, Gil and Nancy teach people the ancient art of camel riding.
Show just got a little weird.
Only the male camels are used for the rides. It gives them an activity they enjoy doing, and it gives the public an experience they'll never forget. I mean, I certainly haven't forgotten my camel riding experience. Oh, no. Nope, not by a long shot.
Ooh.
Okay.
Nice outfit.
Thanks.
Looks good.
Thanks, I'm going to lose the hat. I can't really sell that.
Okay. As you can see, the saddles aren't like regular horses' saddles. It's really just a bar to keep them from falling off the back. But you'll be surprised when you're up there and you think, oh my gosh, this is going to go bad. It really doesn't. It really works out very, very well. So we give them a little bit of padding to make this a comfortable ride for them as well. Mm-hmm. This is a tall camel to saddle. It actually makes him a little bit, oh babe, a little bit more difficult to saddle just because he's so big.
Right.
What's this red thing?
I don't know.
Just in case folks at home missed that, this expert said, what's this red thing? And this expert said, I don't know. So.
Keep rolling. Just
act casual. It's a saddle.
Not here.
Yeah. It's a saddle.
They don't know.
The camels are very relaxed creatures. Things hardly ever go wrong.
Hardly.
And it does feel a little scary at first, but then it's fabulous. You'll have a wonderful time.
As with most things.
You know, you've seen Lawrence of Arabia. They just run. It's just you're out there and you just go. It'll be fantastic.
Gush,
good
gush.
Boy.
Gush.
Nice.
Gush.
You know, Nancy warned me that the camels might buck.
Nice work.
Yippee-ki-yi-yi.
She warned me that the saddle could slide off.
Mm-hmm.
She warned me not to let go.
Sure. How you doing, Tricia?
I'm tall.
Nice to see you. You're enormous. You're the biggest kid in school.
But Nancy did not warn me about a particularly male experience I might have while my camel gallops along at 20 miles an hour.
There's a lot of pain, but it's exciting and it's fun. But there's a lot of pain.
That was wonderful.
I beat you. I kicked your butt.
Kick your butt right now.
Let's go again.
No, I think we've all made our point. I think everybody's cool.
Come on, yeah, we could get another one. Yeah, further back. Right on. No. We'll get another one, Mike.
Do you need another shot, Dave?
Yeah, I'd love one.
I said, do you need one?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, we're done.
Does that mean you're done?
No, let's do another one.
Okay.
You know, there's a famous symphony by Tchaikovsky. They usually play it around Christmas time. For some reason, it came to mind as I sat there upon my camel. Don't know why.
Let's go.
Funny way the mind works.
Let's go. Oh, right? Come on, John.
Right. A lot of pain again. Oh, man, I'd give, like, a lot of money for some stirrups.
Today I milked camels, I fed them, checked their little toes, put thermometers into their bottoms. But riding camels? Now, that's the experience. They'll stay with me forever.
And you can still walk. Look at you.
You know, we're always on the lookout for new dirty jobs, so... If you have one, this would be a great time to go to discovery.com/dirty jobs and tell us all about it. Dirtier, the better. I mean, filthy. Find the top of grime and go right over it. That's okay with me. Don't hold back. You're still listening. You should be at the computer typing discovery.com/dirty jobs. Help me find the light.
Mike, do you want to unsaddle or do you need a little break?
Oh, no, we're done. This is all you now. We're going to cut straight to the poo flying out.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. No one wants to see a camel unsaddled. Studies have shown viewers at home, they like the riding, they like the feeding,
so
they love
cool.
The milking, the breeding, they're crazy for, but unsaddling, nobody's going to watch that. No, I mean, they don't care. I mean, look, I'd tell you otherwise,
You're
but I guarantee
expert.
You.
You're the expert.
100%, this footage will never be used.